Delaware Governor John Carney has vetoed a bill that would force an award-winning charter school to expand its preference zone beyond 5 miles, at the same time allowing the school to exclude students from a poor black section of Wilmington. But in an unusual twist, the legislation's sponsor is actually relieved by the governor's decision. WHYY's Chris Barish explains from the Delaware desk.
State Representative Kim Williams says her bill was intended to give more Christina School District students access to Newark Charter, a two-time National Blue Ribbon school. But to get the bill through the Senate, she reluctantly agreed to exclude a non-contiguous part of the district in Wilmington, about 7 miles from Christina's geographically connected eastern edge. That move led to claims that the bill was racially biased and would not pass constitutional muster.
I wanted to help expand the opportunities for families to get into Newark Charter School, all families, and unfortunately, not everyone agreed with me on that. So like I keep saying, I took a step forward and I was helping the Newark families have access to a school that's right there in their community.
Governor Carney now says he will help Williams advocate for her original bill, one that would not leave out Wilmington students. She plans to reintroduce that version of the legislation in January and says all Christina taxpayers should get preferential status at Newark Charter.
They all should have the ability to choice into a school that they're helping to pay for.
Williams acknowledges her bill still faces tough odds in the General Assembly, but she's hoping the governor can help her get it over the finish line. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish.